Previously on Algoa FM.
It's very difficult to track how far back it started, but if you look at the articles that are out there, some warnings against so-called pens down parties started as far back as 2017. But I think growing up in South Africa, we do want to say that ukuhlamba kwephepha started way back. We grew up with this thing. It's not something that we don't know about. I think we only have taken notice about the culture of pens down parties because of the tragedy that unfolded at Enyubeni. So because they are, these parties are marred by underage children consuming alcohol at a level where we can call it binge drinking, that's why people have suddenly taken notice of the fact that these so-called pens down parties are problematic in our country, especially since they involve underage drinking. And a lot of shebeens, a lot of taverns have also been put on the spotlight because in clubs or in official restaurants, underage children are not sold alcohol. However, in shebeens and in taverns where they are also run illegally, you'll find that children are able to enter the establishments without any ID control or security personnel to monitor their ages and whether they should be buying alcohol or not.
The authorities in the Eastern Cape have vowed to curb these end-year booze parties for young people out of school. The question is, does government have the capacity to do this, especially with so many of them, and the small issue that 18-year-olds are legal drinkers in South Africa?
Another thing that the Eastern Cape Liquor Board has been, and I believe the boards across the country have been saying, is that they can't do this alone. So the government might be able to take a strong stance against underage drinking and pens down parties. However, they emphasize that it is a societal problem and it is something that needs to be tackled at a ground roots level. Parents need to be involved. Society needs to be involved. The people selling alcohol to underage children should be involved. And so government can enforce stricter policies. They can say that they're banning underage drinking and that you need to ensure that you check people's IDs and stuff. But if parents are letting their kids go to these parties, if teachers are watching the excitement unfolding in their classrooms and they're not doing anything about the planning of these parties, if community leaders are not taking initiative on their own, government is essentially saying that they can enforce stricter policies and stuff, but people on the ground, if they're not doing anything to stop this, then it will continue being a problem. And in as much as Enyubeni was a national incident, it was an incident that got national interest, it's not the only incident where bad things happen in taverns. There was also a stampede, I think in the same year that Enyubeni happened, where 14 people were injured in the Eastern Cape. So these incidents are not necessarily isolated.
Algoa FM East London news reporter Tulisile Mapongwana, thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.